Following mass shootings in Ohio and Texas, President Donald Trump is calling on states to adopt laws temporarily preventing someone from accessing a gun. Florida already has such a law and is using it. Now two state lawmakers want to expand the red flag law. I'm Lynn Hatter. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement doesn't keep a running tally of how many times the state's extreme risk law has been used, but it does track how many orders are in the system at a given time. A spokesperson for the agency says as of July 24th, there are 1,697 active risk protection orders. That represents temporary and permanent ones. The number can fluctuate as orders are entered and removed. Florida established its risk protection law last year following the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Florida's law allows law enforcement to petition a judge to take away weapons from someone that could be a threat to themselves or others. Now, Democratic State Senator Lori Berman of Delray Beach and Representative Richard Stark of Weston have refiled a bill that would expand the petitioners to parents, legal guardians, and other immediate family members. At least one study has shown such laws can reduce gun-related suicides. Before the Parkland shooting, only five states had risk protection laws in place. Today, 17 states and Washington, D.C. have adopted them. Measures pending in Congress would provide federal funding to states with red flag laws. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.